This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. In Congress today, the House Transportation Subcommittee holds a hearing on autonomous vehicles, aka self-driving cars. Across the pond, though, the town of Milton Keynes in England is already planning to have a whole fleet by 2015. Futurist Brad Templeton says they'll look more like pods than cars.
Smaller than a regular car, maybe seats one or two people, you know, looks a bit futuristic. While the other companies like BMW and Google and Mercedes and all these other companies have been building stuff on top of the traditional cars you see on the road today. And the other big difference is we're looking at vehicles that you don't really have to park.
Oh, man, I'll get so much of my life back when I don't have to park anymore.
It's true. You know, it's amazing how much time people spend circling for parking. There are some disturbing statistics in some cities. I think a lot of people are going to switch to what we call mobility on demand. You pick up your cell phone. And you say, I need to go somewhere, wherever, and you may not own a car.
Tell me about our hesitations around self-driving cars.
Well, there's no question that people are afraid of robots and being hurt by robots in particular. And I often, you know, say that sort of as a joke. People don't like being killed by robots, and they'd rather be killed by drunks. And right now, that's what's happening. So building vehicles that are safer is clearly a huge win for everyone in society. I mean, something akin to curing a major disease.
What else are you excited about as we slowly dip our toes into this self-driving vehicle future?
So these vehicles also are going to be able to deliver things. And today we've sort of made a decision in our society that a pizza is the most important thing in the world because we have to be able to get it in 30 minutes, no matter where we are.
Well, I dare you to argue otherwise.
Indeed. But think about a world where everything is available in 30 minutes, where you can order 6 pairs of shoes and they get there in 12 minutes and you send back 5 of them. The nature of retailing and our towns and cores, there's going to be huge changes to our world.
Brad Templeton is a futurist and also a director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Brad, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.